Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CSCU's Bob Hackney talking about the EMV liability shift, so check it out. And we are talking about, today's the big day, the EMV deadline for credit unions to get their cards right, and you guys are right in the mix of it. How's it going so far?
Well, it's going fine, you know, but today is really just a milestone is all it is.
Okay.
You know, there's still plenty to do. A lot of cards yet to be issued, a lot of merchants yet to implement terminals. So we're a long way from, you know, where we want to get to. And that is obviously ultimately reducing counterfeit fraud. But, first things first, today is the day. And happy to report that, things are going well so far today, but, you know, really we didn't expect anything less because both the cards that have been issued with a chip, they have a mag stripe on them as well. So there's, a backup plan there. And the same thing with the terminals. If they've deployed the merchant terminal that's EMV capable, mm-hmm. it can read mag stripes as well. So we're really, it's not like Y2K, but it's kind of an event like that.
So. I remember Y2K, and it was like kind of like poof.
A non-event.
Yes, we were all like freaking out about it, and all of a sudden it was nothing.
Right.
So we've been reading stories in the industry publications, like who's EMV enabled and who's not. What credit unions? Do you guys have percentage number, anything like that? Who's in and who's out and who's still working on it? That type of stuff, or?
Well, I can speak. Certainly to our credit unions. So we have about 2,300 credit unions in our membership, mm-hmm. and of the 2,300 on the credit side, they are all EMV enabled now.
Yeah, now
that's EMV enabled. They are at the point where they can go ahead and issue EMV cards now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because all the card personalization, the authorization system, all of that has mm-hmm. been, all that work has been done. Mm-hmm. So anytime that credit union is ready to issue EMV cards, they will work with the processor.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, for those who aren't yet EMV, have adopted the EMV, what does it mean for them? Because we've talked in the past, those who aren't are still susceptible to the fraud.
So the way it works today, and again, I want to be clear, is that the EMV is designed to address counterfeit fraud only.
Okay.
And counterfeit fraud is a significant component of total fraud, about 35-40%.
Okay.
But it's not the biggest piece of fraud. The biggest piece of fraud is card not present fraud, which is 45% or even a little higher than that.
Okay.
And that's when you're shopping online or those kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. But EMV, is certainly to address counterfeit fraud. And the way it works is with the liability shift date is the liability will shift to the weakest party. So if a chip card is presented starting today mm-hmm. at a terminal that can't accept an EMV card, mm-hmm. they'll process a mag stripe transaction. Well, in the event that there would turn out to be counterfeit fraud on that particular transaction, then the liability does in fact shift over to the merchant.
Ah, got it.
Okay. But once the merchants do deploy the EMV enabled terminal, and so that we have a chip card on a chip enabled terminal,
mm-hmm.
Then it goes back to the way it was before. So the issuer would take that responsibility.
Got it. And this kind of alleviates, because there's a lot of credit unions out there. Reissuing cards whenever there is kind of a breach is a very expensive process for them. Does this kind of like mitigate that? Or, I don't know if anybody's really talking about that part of it.
Yeah, that really won't happen. Or I'm going to say, it will take. We're going to need to get away from the mag stripe in order to get away from reissue.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's going to take a number of years. I think in other countries it took like 3 years just to get to be around 60 or 70% of the transactions being chip on chip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it took like 5 years in other parts of the world to get above 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be a while before the mag stripe card is eliminated.
Yeah.
It was more difficult in the U.S. because of the PIN networks. You know, it wasn't just the, you know, the Visa MasterCard networks that had to adjust. We have so many more PIN networks than the other other countries.
So, I mean, this kind of comes up in my brain all the time. Is like, you know, with the advent of, I mean, with the rapid pace of payments technology just advancing like every second, it seems like. I mean, what does this mean for EMV? I mean, is it, cards are going to be around for a while no matter what. They're going to be around for a long time. So, I mean, but what does this mean in the payment spectrum? I mean, is it going to slowly...
So we, think of fraud as, multiple leaks in the dam, so to speak.
Yeah.
So EMV is plugging, in essence, the counterfeit fraud leak. Okay. And what has happened in other countries when EMV was implemented, fraud will shift away from counterfeit fraud over to card not present fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's happened in other countries. That's what we're expecting here. So we're going to plug the, today we started plugging that that leak, that counterfeit fraud leak, and then the next is going to get bigger, the leak's going to get bigger over the card not present one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where tokenization as transactions become, executed on a mobile device, then I think we'll start seeing that decline as well.
Okay.
There's the tokenization you're right, you just made a good point. I think Magstripe and the Magstripe terminals came into effect in like 1993.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
We've gone all this time without really much change, and now we've got EMV cards, we've got tokenization, we've got mobile, all those things coming. So a lot's happening in all of a sudden in a very short amount of time, but it took, two decades, to get to this point.
I know, that's a long time. So how can credit unions lead the way? I mean, obviously you guys have the technology to help them out. I mean, how can credit unions be positioned to lead the way here? I mean, this is a prime opportunity for them.
Well, with respect to EMV
the fraud stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So, what CSU did, and as we talked back at GAC in February is, CSCU basically picked up the tab to enable our credit unions to be EMV enabled. Mm-hmm. So like I said, that was the system work on the auth system as well as the card personalization system. So we didn't want the enablement cost to be a hurdle for our credit unions to issue EMV cards. So now they're at that point, they can do that. And then with respect to mobile, that is something that's still sorting itself out. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to note, the mobile wallet that's made the biggest hit so far has certainly been Apple Pay. But even as much fanfare as that created, that's still, there's really just not that many transactions in the overall scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
But Samsung Pay's coming, Android Pay is I think right about now is coming too. So interesting to note that the mobile wallet providers that are getting the most ink, if you will, are not the traditional payment industry players. It's not Visa, it's not MasterCard, it's not the processors per se, and it's, so who knows where this is going.
No doubt.
This is what's is going to be a little bit more interesting to watch, is that these innovators such as Apple, Samsung, Android, you're getting in here. And so, the consumer, the credit union's members, some of them are going to have an Apple Pay device, Apple mobile phone. Some of them are going to have a Samsung. Some of them have some other one, but it's still Android powered. Generally speaking, the credit union's going to want to get all of their members into all of these. So I think that's the thing to be carpet on right
now. Okay, excellent. And stepping back to EMV for a second here, just the chip in. I mean, I got mine in the mail from my credit union, and when I got it, I kind of had this sense of like secure. I had this really, it was a really good feeling that I got this card with that little chip thing in there. It's prominently displayed and everything, and it just gave me a good sense of security that my credit union was looking out for me. And so I think that says a lot for credit unions and what they're doing for their members.
Yeah, I think you're dead on there, right, Mike? The credit unions in general, they probably feel the bigger brunt of these fraud events. you know, when a breach does happen and the mm-hmm. resulting counterfeit fraud, mm-hmm. the big banks are very, very sophisticated in their fraud monitoring. So they are much more able to monitor activity without reissuing, mm-hmm. And it's just the nature of the size and scale of and the technology, if you will. So credit unions, will more often than not or more frequently will reissue cards, and that is a very expensive thing. And certainly when it becomes an EMV card, it's going to be more expensive than it was in the past. But, we got to get to this point in order to get to, hopefully in 5 years we can just do away with the Mag Stripe altogether. And then counterfeit fraud will be pretty much over at that point.
Yeah, and then the breaches will be few and far between with the more security levels that we implement.
Well, I hope that's the case, but that's the nice thing, or that's the big thing about EMV is regardless of whether there are more breaches or not, once fully out there and the Mag Stripe goes away, mm-hmm. it makes compromised data useless to counterfeiters. That's the beauty of it.
I like that.
Then you don't have to reissue. Then tokenization, as you know, is really it's another 16-digit number to mm-hmm. replace the 16-digit PAN. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of things that it's just going to make, hopefully, eventually drive the criminals to, go focus somewhere else.
Exactly. So maybe get a job or something.
Yeah, go get a real job.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like the rest of us. Be productive, all right?
Yes.
Well, cool. Anything else? What's next after EMV? What can we? We talked about kind of like the slow demise of the Mag Stripe. Hopefully, that will happen soon. Like we just talked about in your last response. What else can we expect coming down the turnpike here after we've cleared the October 1st EMV hurdle?
So EMV, obviously, even though we're at the liability shift date, there's still a lot of work to do in terms of there's still a lot of issuance to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of training to do with the members, and there will be a learning process, within the credit unions on how to deal with these transactions. But that, I think, will subside over time. So, from here, I think, that race is not over. It's just, we crossed the halfway point.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that. So, I keep my eye on tokenization and, who's going to come out with the wallets, And the key is, like I said, the beauty of cards, whether it be credit or debit, mm-hmm. is they are revenue generating payment products for credit unions.
Yep.
So you want to play in that.
Yep.
And so how you want to keep those transactions at least where they are, hopefully grow them. That's mm-hmm. that's the ideal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as these new channels open up, such as mobile payments, you want to be there. Credit union strategy should be focusing on how do I get my members' cards in those wallets.
Yeah, you want to be the top of wallet, yeah.
And you want to be secure, and certainly Visa Checkout, is a way to help minimize card not present fraud. That's a more secure way of doing things. So mm-hmm. so there's lots of things out there, and so it's going to be interesting over the next several years. So to answer your question, EMV is not over yet. We're at a halfway point, let's say. Tokenization. You've got to thoroughly understand that, and then you got to play that mobile strategy. Consumers are going to want to be everything from their mobile device, mm-hmm. and over time, that mm-hmm. that's a longer horizon. But there's no reason today why you can't do most of your banking, from the mobile device.
Indeed. All right, Bob. We could talk about this topic for a long. I really enjoy going to your conferences because it's such a great education on all this.
Thank you very much.
Stuff. And it's it's so topical. Not just for credit unions, but for the consumer as well, to get them kind of up to speed on all this security and payment streamlining and all that type of stuff. It's kind of cool, actually. It's really kind of fun.
It is. It's exciting time. Everybody. It's exciting times.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Bob, for your time. And again, I think the lesson here is don't be the last credit union. Don't be the weakest link. Get out there and get this done and be secure for your members.
Exactly. So. The sooner everybody makes the move, the sooner the Mag Stripe goes away. And then the sooner we can hopefully just pretty much close up that leak in counterfeit fraud.
Love it. Can't wait for that. All right. Well, thanks again, Bob. Thanks again for your time and the information. And look forward to more big news coming from you guys and how credit unions can lead the way. Well done, sir.